We were on the beach. We were just sunbathing on the sun loungers. Everything was very peaceful, and then suddenly there was a sort of onset of rapid firing. I did think initially it was gunfire. David thought it was possibly fireworks, but as soon as we sat up, it was obvious that something was very wrong. There were a lot of people running fast from the beach back into the hotels, so we just kept running along with them and kept running until we were back in the section at the hotel.
What went through your mind when you thought, this is gunfire?
To be honest, at the time, it was more just all I could think of was get out of here now. I didn't really think that much other than I just have to get to somewhere that's safe. And it was only once we were in the section that it sort of started to sink in what had happened and, you know, how lucky we had been that we had managed to get back into the hotel.
Now, you say that you saw lots of people running fast. How close do you think you were to the gunman? Did you see anybody?
We think we were only about 100 yards. The gunfire was to our left. But when we sat up, when we looked to the left, all we could see was people running towards where we were. So we didn't see any gunmen, but we were very close to it. That part of the beach is now cordoned off.
I have to say, Diane, you seem incredibly calm. That seems astonishing to me, given what you have just witnessed.
Well, I think we feel quite safe at the moment. I think as time goes on, exactly what happened may sink in a bit more. I think we're possibly still a bit shocked.
What are you thinking in terms of continuing your holiday? You're due to be there until Wednesday.
Yeah, at the moment, I think we will continue the holiday. We appreciate we're very lucky to be alive.
Now, you said the beach is cordoned off. What is that scene like?
From our balcony, we could see the part of the beach where the incident had happened. So we could see a lot of armed policemen, we could see coast guards, we can see ambulances, and have been a lot of helicopters overhead, although that seems to have settled down now.
David, tell me how you're feeling at this point.
Yeah, we're actually okay now. It's kind of calmed down quite a bit here. Didn't seem there was kind of army helicopters flying overhead, but that's all kind of stopped now. Everything's kind of starting to get back to normal as you could get it, I suppose.
How does it feel to have literally been 100 yards from gunshots that have killed so many people?
Yeah, it's very, very scary. But when you're actually here and involved in it, you don't really think of that when that in your time. You just basically up and starting running the same as everybody else. It's only like an hour later after you kind of think back on it, you think, geez, oh, that could have been, well, it was obviously bad for lots of people, but it could have been certainly worse for us, you know.